The Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission now presents JADCO and You.
All right, so what seems to be the problem?
Well, Doc, I'm an athlete. And for a good while now, I've been feeling kind of weak. I'm always thirsty and I pee a lot.
And he has been really irritable lately. And he's been having some mood swings too.
Well, it sounds like we need to do some tests so we can get a better picture. Go to the lab and make arrangements to do these tests and come back and see me. Based on the results here, I'm seeing early signs of type 1 diabetes. That's the bad news. But the good news is that it is manageable. Now, type 1 diabetes requires the use of insulin. That can be difficult at first, but hundreds of people around the world do it. So I'm sure you can too.
It's all right, man. We will manage, I'm sure.
One more thing, Doc. Like I said before, I'm a professional athlete. And I know that insulin is one of the prohibited substances for athletes to take. Is there any way I can take the insulin and still compete?
Yes, but you will need to get something called a therapeutic use exemption certificate from the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO, before you can start taking the insulin. You will need to show the tests you took and the results you got as part of the application. I've helped other athletes to get them, and I can help you too.
Athletes may have legitimate illnesses or conditions that require them to take particular medications. If the medication an athlete is required to take to treat an illness or condition happens to fall on the list of prohibited substances and methods prohibited list, a therapeutic use exemption, TUE, must be obtained. JADCO, like all signatories of the World Anti-Doping Program, must adhere to the five international standards. The international standards are the technical and operational standards for the anti-doping program, and the use of therapeutic use exemption forms is among them. Head of TUEs Dr. Kevin Jones now goes into detail about the process by which JADCO grants TUEs to athletes.
A therapeutic use exemption is basically a medical certificate that gives an athlete permission to use a banned substance for a diagnosed medical condition that he has. The individuals that determine whether an athlete is able to use a banned substance and grant a therapeutic use exemption involves a panel of medical doctors, most of them are specialists, which will review the athlete's application and determine if the prescribed medication is appropriate for the diagnosed condition that the athlete has.
So how exactly does one apply for a TUE?
To apply for a therapeutic use exemption, the athlete first needs to obtain an application form, and this is usually available from JADCO, either on their website or from the JADCO office. Once the form is obtained, it is completed by the athlete in conjunction with the treating medical physician, who must include on the form the diagnosis and also the particular drug that is prescribed to treat the condition. Once an application is submitted to JADCO, it is presented to the Therapeutic Use Exemption Committee, who will then review the evidence, and usually within 21 days, a decision is made to grant the therapeutic use exemption.
When applying for a TUE, there are some things you need to keep in mind. 1. Apply for your TUE at least 21 days before taking part in an event. 2. Only in exceptional cases can a TUE be granted retroactively. 3. Comply with the treatment conditions outlined. 4. Declare the approved medication on the doping control form while being tested. 5. Keep a copy of your TUE certificate handy. And 6. TUEs do expire, so be vigilant and ensure it is renewed. To learn more, contact JADCO by calling 929-3500 or visiting 59 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10. You may also log on to jadco.gov.jm. Feel free to also check out our Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or Twitter pages. This has been JADCO and You. Until next time, remember, you don't need dope to cope.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.